National Federation of the Blind 2009 Annual Report. We believe the real problem of blindness is not the loss of eyesight. The real problem is the misunderstanding and lack of information that exist. If a blind person has proper training and opportunity, blindness can be reduced to a physical nuisance. The National Federation of the Blind, NFB, is the largest organization of blind people and people with low vision in the United States. Founded in 1940, the Federation has grown to over 50,000 members. The organization consists of affiliates and local chapters in every state, in the District of Columbia, and in Puerto Rico. Members gather in chapter meetings each month, and there are conventions of Federation affiliates every year. All affiliates are represented at an annual national convention. We also do our work through special interest divisions and committees: blind teachers, blind lawyers, blind entrepreneurs, blind students, blind clerics, blind engineers, blind people in the social sciences, parents of blind children, and others provide each other with information and support. The mission. The mission of the National Federation of the Blind is to bring blind people together to work collectively to improve our lives. By providing public education about blindness, information and referral services, scholarships, literature and materials about blindness, specialized aids and devices, access technology, and support for blind people and their families, the members of the NFB strive to spread the word that the blind are normal individuals who can compete on equal terms with their sighted peers. The National Federation of the Blind consists of blind people throughout the United States working together to achieve democratically adopted goals. Our members meet in local chapters in cities throughout the nation to consider the problems of blindness on the local level and to carry out national programs in their communities. Because we have pursued this course of action from our inception, we are known as the Voice of the Nation's Blind. Underlying our purpose is the firm belief that blind people must be primary participants in the solutions affecting our lives. By engaging in self-help, mutual assistance, and concerted action, we speak for ourselves and promote our own self-sufficiency. Our goal. The goal of the National Federation of the Blind is the complete integration of the blind into society on the basis of equality. The organization works to change widely held but false beliefs that the blind are helpless and incompetent. Our members seek out individuals needing our help in all parts of the nation. To achieve our goals, we conduct programs to educate the public about the true ability of the blind, in every situation, to function at the same level as their sighted peers. A photo appears at this point, the caption, Mark Maurer. Dear friends, when I last reported to you, the National Federation of the Blind was ready to launch a historic Braille literacy campaign supported by the 2009 release of the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar. This beautiful United States commemorative coin, the first U.S. coin ever to feature readable Braille, was released to the public on March 26, 2009, and was launched that day in a special ceremony at the headquarters of the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore. The ceremony also marked the release of a special report from the NFB Jernigan Institute entitled The Braille Literacy Crisis in America, Facing the Truth, Reversing the Trend, Empowering the Blind, which details the many factors behind the decline in Braille literacy in the United States to the point where only about 10% of blind children are learning the code. The report's findings were set out in an Associated Press article that appeared in hundreds of newspapers across the country. Among the dignitaries present for the coin launch were Ed Moy, director of the United States Mint, Dr. Abraham Nemeth, who invented the Braille code for mathematics and scientific notation used in the United States, and Dr. Joyce Winterton, Chief Deputy Administrator for Educational Programs at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA. Dr. Winterton surprised and delighted the crowd by announcing that two of the Louis Braille silver dollars would be launched into space. On May 11, 2009, I was thrilled to be among the spectators at the Kennedy Space Center as the space shuttle Atlantis was launched on its important mission to make repairs and modifications to the Hubble Space Telescope with two Louis Braille Bicentennial silver dollars on board. It is fitting that these two coins, commemorating the inventor of the code that opened the universe of knowledge to the blind, flew aboard a mission to repair a remarkable scientific instrument that has allowed humanity to explore the universe in ways never before imagined. The year 2009 also saw the second National Federation of the Blind Youth Slam, a week-long academy for blind students from across the country. In late July, 175 blind teenagers came to the University of Maryland at College Park to participate in a week of activities related to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM. One of the most exciting activities involved driving a vehicle modified by students at the Robotics and Mechanisms Laboratory at Virginia Tech, which contained technology designed to convey information to the driver in a non-visual manner. The vehicle was the first ever to be drivable by a blind person and placed the NFB Youth Slam on the front page of the Washington Post and on the CBS Early Show. The NFB Youth Slam culminated with a rally at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., followed by a march to the Capitol. A terrific downpour did not dampen the spirits of the young people and their mentors as they asserted their civil rights and demonstrated their belief in the capability of blind people to participate equally in all aspects of society. The wet but happy crowd ended the day with a special ceremony at the new Capitol Visitors Center. The students heard from astronaut Colonel Gregory H. Johnson, who expressed his belief that there will be a blind astronaut within our lifetime. NASA officials then presented the two coins that had flown aboard Atlantis to the National Federation of the Blind, beautifully mounted in a special frame, which will be displayed in the NFB Jernigan Institute. As supporters like you know, and as evidenced by what I have said so far, an equal education for blind students is a goal of the National Federation of the Blind. Recently, it has become apparent that the future of books, which are critical learning tools, lies not only or even primarily with ink on paper, but with new electronic reading technologies. Sales of e-book readers like Amazon's Kindle have taken off, and colleges and universities are particularly eager to adopt e-books. In 2009, the National Federation of the Blind began a campaign to make this new technology fully accessible to the blind. We formed the Reading Rights Coalition with 30 other organizations that represent people who are blind or who have other disabilities that make it difficult or impossible to read print. This coalition is working with libraries, universities, authors, and publishers to make sure that e-book technology is made accessible to this reader population of over 30 million Americans. The National Federation of the Blind is committed to this long-term effort. The future of blind Americans is at stake. Only with full and equal access to information will the blind be able to take our rightful place as informed and productive members of society. As our efforts in these and other areas advance, I am grateful for the continued support of people like you. I look forward to working with all of you in 2010 and beyond to realize the hopes and dreams of blind Americans. Please enjoy the following pages, which detail the progress we have made and the things we still strive to achieve. Thank you for joining us in making the future bright and full of promise for the blind. Sincerely, Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind. Program Service Accomplishments. Three photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Ed Moy, Director of the United States Mint, presents Dr. Maurer with a plaque displaying four Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollars. Photo 2, the caption, The front and back of the Louis Braille Bicentennial coin. Photo 3, the caption, The space shuttle prepares to launch. The Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar and the Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign. The year 2009 saw the official kickoff of the National Federation of the Blind's Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign, a national initiative with the goal of doubling the number of blind children learning to read Braille by the year 2015. It is estimated that only 10% of blind children are learning Braille. Several factors have contributed to this extraordinarily low literacy rate, including myths and misconceptions about the Braille code, a shortage of qualified teachers of blind children, and the need for enhanced technologies and distribution methods for Braille materials. The Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign is an aggressive effort to address the Braille literacy crisis on all of these fronts by combating misconceptions about Braille, working for the recruitment and proper training and certification of teachers of blind children, and developing innovative new technologies and distribution methods that will help ensure greater availability of Braille materials. The Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign was tied to the 2009 release of the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar, which commemorated the 200th anniversary of the birth of Louis Braille, the inventor of the reading and writing code for the blind that is now used all over the world. In 2006, Congress ordered the minting of the Louis Braille Bicentennial Silver Dollar and authorized $10 from the sale of each coin to be given to the National Federation of the Blind for our efforts to promote Braille literacy. This beautiful coin, the first in United States history to feature Braille characters that can be read by the blind, was officially launched at a special ceremony held at the headquarters of the National Federation of the Blind in Baltimore on March 26, 2009. The ceremony also marked the release of our special report entitled The Braille Literacy Crisis in America, Facing the Truth, Reversing the Trend, Empowering the Blind, which examined the many factors behind the decline in Braille literacy in the United States. The findings in this document were reported in an Associated Press article that appeared in hundreds of newspapers across the country. Among the dignitaries present for the coin launch event were Ed Moy, director of the United States Mint, Dr. Abraham Nemeth, who invented the Braille code for mathematics and scientific notation used in the United States, and Dr. Joyce Winterton, Chief Deputy Administrator for Educational Programs at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Dr. Winterton thrilled the crowd by announcing that two of the Louis Braille Silver Dollars would be launched into space. On May 11, 2009, NFB President Dr. Mark Maurer and other Federation officials were present at the launch of the Space Shuttle Atlantis as it began its historic mission to repair and modify the Hubble Space Telescope, with two Louis Braille bicentennial silver dollars on board. The two coins that flew into space were later presented to the National Federation of the Blind by NASA officials at the close of the 2009 NFB Youth Slam. National publicity surrounding the coin and the efforts of the NFB chapters and affiliates across the nation generated sales of over 220,000 Louis Braille bicentennial silver dollars by the end of 2009. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "The National Federation of the Blind is committed to improving the academic and social outlook for all blind students. Recruiting the next generation of teachers of blind students. Today, many blind students are leaving American schools academically unprepared for the future. Countless blind students are not taught key blindness skills such as Braille, cane travel, and how to use access technology. Therefore, these students are graduating from school not ready for the rigor of college, not armed with the skills they need for the workforce, and not able to make meaningful contributions to society. Currently, there are not enough teachers of the blind to serve the thousands of students attending our nation's schools. In response to this harmful trend, the National Federation of the Blind has initiated a nationwide campaign to attract a new generation of well-prepared teachers into the field of blindness education. The NFB Teacher Recruitment Initiative has several components, each designed to alleviate the tremendous educational strain experienced by many blind students. We have launched www.teachblindstudents.org, a one-stop online resource providing information on all aspects of becoming a teacher of the blind. We have also begun holding presentations about the career of teaching blind students at universities across the country in hopes of spreading the word about this critically important vocation. For students currently enrolled in a training program for teachers of the blind, we have created the Teacher of Tomorrow program. This program will help pre-service teachers become closely acquainted with blind people, their families, and the professionals who serve them. Teachers in this program will learn from the firsthand experiences of blind children, successful blind adults, parents of blind students, and other blindness professionals. The National Federation of the Blind is committed to improving the academic and social outlook for all blind students. Our teacher recruitment initiative is a long-term plan to ensure that our blind students receive the first-class education they deserve. If blind students are given the high-quality education to which they are entitled, they will take their rightful place as fully participating members of society. NFB Imagination Fund and March for Independence. For the third consecutive year, the March for Independence was the kickoff event of the NFB National Convention. More than 1,000 Federationists and supporters energetically marched in the early morning from the Marriott Renaissance Center through the cool, calm streets of Detroit, Michigan, following the beautiful Riverwalk Promenade to Rivard Plaza for the closing rally. The rally had fantastic presence from the Detroit community. Both the Chief Executive Officer of the Detroit Convention and Visitors Bureau, Larry Alexander, and the former Detroit Pistons basketball star and current mayor of Detroit, Dave Bing, spoke to the crowd and welcomed us to the city. The program also featured leaders from NFB affiliates who spoke about the impact the Imagination Fund has made in their states through the grants they were awarded. Patty Chang, president of the NFB of Illinois, spoke about that affiliate's Freedom Link program. Freedom Link provides blind high school students with hands-on experiences with blind mentors, such as martial arts classes and excursions in the city of Chicago, which cannot be easily obtained in school or in orientation and mobility lessons. Parnell Diggs of South Carolina spoke about how the NFB of South Carolina was able to promote Braille literacy through an Imagination Fund grant. From the very beginning, the work of the NFB Jernigan Institute has been made possible by the efforts of blind and sighted men and women in communities across the nation. As supporters of the Imagination Fund, these men and women, our Imaginators, have made annual commitments to spread the word about the work of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute and to secure funding for its programs and initiatives. Over the past 5 years, the Imaginators have raised over $2 million to support national, state, and local outreach efforts benefiting blind children, teen, college students, adults, and seniors losing their vision. In 2009, there were 33 Imagination Fund grants awarded and several grant projects proposed and completed. For example, NFB of Louisiana is continuing its ongoing effort to provide experiences that will better prepare blind high school students for coursework, as well as the workplace, by giving 15 students the opportunity to participate in a 4-day science academy each year. As part of our Braille Literacy Initiative, the NFB of Maryland and the NFB of New Jersey are beginning Braille clubs, where students can meet each month in locations throughout each state to learn about Braille and build relationships with their blind peers. Several other affiliates, including those in Connecticut, Mississippi, and Washington, are holding Braille seminars in 2010 with Imagination Fund grants awarded in 2009. The NFB of New Mexico is planning a Possibilities Fair to help seniors who are losing vision. These projects and many more are spectacular examples of what the support of Imaginators can do. Over the next few years, we are shifting the focus of the Imagination Fund, since we've set our sights on developing a road-ready vehicle that can be operated by a blind driver without sighted assistance in order to demonstrate the feasibility of truly accessible technology for the blind. This change is quite simply the expression of our desire to speed toward our goal of achieving first-class citizenship status in society at an ever-increasing pace. The prototype of this existing technology was featured at the 2009 NFB Youth Slam, where blind students had the opportunity to drive using a first-generation non-visual interface. As our progress in this initiative accelerated, it became fitting to make it the new anchor of the National Federation of the Blind's Imagination Fund. We are no longer marching for independence, we are racing for it. Seven photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, Youth Slam wasn't all work. Some students enjoyed trying their hand at the cowboy's life by riding the bull during Rec X. Photo 2, the caption, These two teenage girls thoroughly enjoy working on their robots for Youth Slam. Photo 3, the caption, These two Youth Slam participants look at the Leaf House at the University of Maryland. Photo 4, the caption, A blind teenager stands in the foreground of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Photo 5, the caption, A group of Youth Slam attendees cross the field to participate in RecX activities. Photo 6, the caption, Youth Slam participants finished up the week with their March for Independence in Washington, D.C. Photo 7, the caption, The NFB Youth Slam program gives blind youth the self-confidence and skills to be successful in any career they choose. The National Federation of the Blind Youth Slam. The National Federation of the Blind established its National Center for Blind Youth in Science, NCBYS, initiative in 2004 as a way of empowering blind youth and showing the general public that science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM, subjects, and careers are not out of the reach of these youth. These careers are falsely believed to be closed to the blind, and the NFB continues its work to shatter this misconception and expand opportunities for blind youth and adults. The first programs of the NCBYS initiative were science academies for around a dozen students each, held twice each summer from 2004 through 2006. In 2007, the NFB greatly expanded the science academy concept with the first NFB Youth Slam, inviting nearly 200 blind high school students from across the country to attend the week-long STEM program. In 2009, the organization held its second NFB Youth Slam, this time at the University of Maryland at College Park, from July 26th through August 1st. Again, nearly 200 blind high school students from all over the United States attended this program, and over 70 successful blind adults served as mentors to these students. The students and mentors navigated one of the largest university campuses in the country while participating in a week of STEM activities designed to inspire and engage the hearts and minds of these youth. The students were separated into 11 different tracks, with each group focusing on a different aspect of STEM, such as forensics, architecture, engineering, or astronomy. The students worked within their track each day, but also attended short sessions that provided hands-on experience with certain techniques or technologies, or engaged students in building leadership and advocacy skills. One of the NFB Youth Slam tracks focused on the NFB's Blind Driver Challenge, a public challenge issued by the NFB to encourage engineering students and professionals to imagine and develop an interface that would allow a blind person to drive a car. This track focused on the engineering design process, allowing students to have an insider's view of the development of technology. Students also learned how to be responsible drivers by learning proper vehicle maintenance and the basic rules of the road. At the end of the week, these blind students were the first group to drive the prototype vehicle developed by Virginia Tech in collaboration with the NFB. In addition to the STEM curriculum, students engaged in social activities, such as a talent show and dances, allowing them time to get to know their mentors and the other students. One of these evening activities was RecX, during which participants were able to climb a rock wall, ride a mechanical bull, and practice their aim at the dunk tank. In all these activities, both classroom and recreational, the students benefited greatly from the time and experience of their blind mentors. The program culminated in an inspiring rally and march in Washington, D.C. In the midst of a summer downpour, participants gathered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, where they heard from leaders in the civil rights movement for the blind who expressed their commitment to stand with the youth in the struggles ahead, challenged them to be self-advocates, and encouraged them to follow their dreams. Unshaken by the driving rain, the group marched from the memorial to the United States Capitol grounds while chanting about their unified hope and determination. After their march, the group gathered in the Congressional Auditorium of the Capitol Visitor Center for a powerful closing ceremony. The group was energized by House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer and inspired by Christopher Scalise, Associate Administrator of the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, and NASA Astronaut Colonel Gregory H. Johnson. During the ceremony, Mr. Scalise, Colonel Johnson, and blind employees of NASA presented NFB President Mark Maurer with two Louis Braille Bicentennial silver dollars that flew on the Atlantis Space Shuttle mission to the Hubble Space Telescope and back, Mission STS-125. Abby Bowling of Ohio said about her experience at the NFB Youth Slam, "It's made me see independence in my world. It's made me realize that I have to stick up for myself or things won't get done to help me. Therefore, I have to speak out for what I believe." Diana Leonard of Massachusetts agreed, stating, "I have gotten more independent. I never knew that a blind person could build a house. I now know that blind people can basically do anything that a sighted person can do." Kim Hugan, the mother of Addison Hugan from Iowa, said that her daughter was like a different person after the NFB Youth Slam, becoming more independent and self-confident, and she now has a greater hope for her future as a blind person. The NFB Youth Slam program helps shatter the misconceptions surrounding science and the blind by developing and demonstrating alternative techniques that the students can use in science classrooms and in scientific careers. More importantly, this program, like other NFB educational efforts, gives blind youth the self-confidence and skills to be successful in any career they choose. Six photographs appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, "A young girl laughs as she sits with her cane in a tree." Photo 2, the caption, "Some of the winners of the Braille Readers Are Leaders contest." Photo 3, the caption, "John Andrew English." Photo 4, the caption, "Abraham Nemeth." Photo 5, the caption, "Diane Croft of National Braille Press." Photo 6, the caption, "A young boy enjoys his twin vision book." Jacob Bolotin Awards. Each year, the National Federation of the Blind distributes Dr. Jacob Bolotin Cash Awards at its annual convention. These awards recognize individuals and organizations working in the field of blindness that have made outstanding contributions toward achieving the full integration of the blind into society on a basis of equality. The Jacob Bolotin Award program is funded through the generosity of Dr. Bolotin's nephew and niece, Alfred and Rosalind Perlman. The late Mrs. Perlman established the Alfred and Rosalind Perlman Trust to endow the award program. Mrs. Perlman also wrote The Blind Doctor, The Jacob Bolotin Story. The book was published by Blue Point Books and is available through the National Federation of the Blind. Dr. Jacob Bolotin, 1888 to 1924, was a blind physician who lived and practiced in Chicago in the early part of the 20th century. Dr. Bolotin fought ignorance and prejudice to gain entrance to medical school and the medical profession. He became one of the most respected physicians in Chicago during his career, which spanned the period from 1912 until his death, and was particularly known for his expertise on diseases of the heart and lungs. Dr. Bolotin used his many public speaking engagements to advocate for the employment and full integration of the blind into society. Interested in young people in general and blind youth in particular, Dr. Bolotin established one of the first Boy Scout troops consisting entirely of blind boys and served as its leader. The second annual Dr. Jacob Bolotin Awards, with a total cash value of $50,000, honored eight innovators in the blindness field on Wednesday, July 8, 2009, as part of the National Federation of the Blind Annual Convention in Detroit. Awards in the amount of $10,000 were given to Opportunities Unlimited for the Blind for its operation of Michigan's Camp Tuss-Mehita for blind youth, and Diane Croft of National Braille Press for her work in creating innovative Braille programs like the Children's Braille Book Club. A joint award of $10,000 was also given to the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, and the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille, NAPUB, for their Braille Readers Are Leaders contest. Dr. Abraham Nemeth, inventor of the Braille Code for Mathematics and Science, used in the United States, John Andrew English, who transcribes Braille musical scores, the Princeton Braillists, a nonprofit that produces Braille maps and atlases, and the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, which runs a large lending library of print Braille books for blind children, were each awarded $5,000. Scholarships. Each year, the National Federation of the Blind awards 30 scholarships to blind high school seniors and college or graduate school students from the United States and Puerto Rico. The scholarship awards range from $3,000 to $12,000, and each year over $100,000 is awarded to the 30 winners. The scholarships are presented at the banquet of the National Federation of the Blind Convention, which in 2009 took place in Detroit, Michigan. The winner of the $12,000 Dr. Kenneth Jernigan Memorial Scholarship, which is named for the outstanding leader and visionary who served as president of the organization from 1968 to 1986, receives the honor of briefly addressing the banquet. In addition to his or her NFB scholarship, each 2009 winner also received a $1,000 check and plaque from the Kurzweil Foundation, a KNFB Reader Mobile presented by Ray Kurzweil himself, and the latest Kurzweil 1000 reading system software from Kurzweil Educational Systems. The members of the 2009 scholarship class were a diverse group, studying a broad range of disciplines including education, social work, computer science, engineering, and chemistry. They represent the best and brightest our country has to offer, and, just as important, they represent the future leadership of the National Federation of the Blind. The 2009 Kenneth Jernigan Memorial Scholarship in the amount of $12,000 was won by Matthias Niska, an aspiring lawyer from Minnesota who was attending the Comprehensive Adult Training Program at Blind Incorporated, an NFB rehabilitation training center in Minneapolis. In his brief remarks to the convention banquet, Mr. Niska acknowledged his peers in the 2009 scholarship class as a diverse pool of talented students. He urged all of them to share their life blessings with others instead of keeping them solely for their own personal growth and benefit. He suggested that in the long run this approach would enrich the lives of both the giver and the recipient. In short, he urged convention delegates to be unselfish with the blessings they receive. Here is the complete list of 2009 scholarship winners and the awards they received. $3,000 National Federation of the Blind Scholarships, Ann Brady, Juliet Cody, James Cole, Blair Douglas, Dawai Fu, Mary Ann Joseph, Dare Justice, Tyler Marin, Hani Nasser, Katie Reakin, Andrew Way, and Catherine Watson. $3,000 National Federation of the Blind Educator of Tomorrow Award, Rachel Becker. $3,000 NFB Computer Science Scholarship, Sunish Gupta. $3,000 Hermione Grant Calhoun Scholarship, Tara Cardi. $3,000 Kuchler-Killian Memorial Scholarship, Sarah Biglow. $3,000 Lawrence Kettner Scholarship, Diane Graves. $3,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Scholarship, Ashley Brow. $3,000 Howard Brown Rickard Scholarship, Ashley Nashlinis. $3,000 E.U. Parker Scholarship, Corb O'Connor. $3,000 Guide Dogs for the Blind Dorothy and Roland Bodie Leader Scholarship, Sharon Duffy. $3,000 Jeanette C. Eyerly Memorial Scholarship, Jeannie Massey. $5,000 Hank Laban Scholarship, Kyle Shackmut. $5,000 National Federation of the Blind Scholarships, Melissa Haney, Rachel Jacobs, and Brooke Josted. $7,000 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship, Chikako Mochizuki. $7,000 National Federation of the Blind Scholarship, Tan Kim Tong. $10,000 Charles and Melva T. Owen Memorial Scholarship, Lily Clifton. $12,000 Kenneth Jernigan Scholarship, donated by the American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults, Matthias Niska. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, "It's never too early to be introduced to the long white cane." This 1.5-year-old holds his very first. Photo 2, the caption, "Braille literacy is one of the highest predictors of success in later life for blind students." Advocating for access to e-books. It is increasingly becoming clear that e-books are the future of reading. This is particularly true in the academic arena, where an increasing number of universities are eager to embrace electronic textbooks. Public libraries are also increasingly lending e-books, and trade publishers provide e-books of popular titles for reading devices like the Amazon Kindle. Although e-books should be a boon to the blind, who only have access to a limited number of books through libraries and nonprofit organizations set up to serve our needs, publishers and manufacturers have not created many e-book reading systems that blind people can use. For this reason, the National Federation of the Blind has begun a major campaign to ensure that blind Americans will not be shut out of this vital new source of information. In 2009, we founded the Reading Rights Coalition, RRC, with 30 other organizations that represent the blind and others who cannot read print due to disabilities, ranging from physical problems to learning disabilities like dyslexia. The RRC held a successful meeting with e-book publishers at the White House and reached out to libraries, universities, and other institutions to urge them to adopt e-book technologies that are accessible to all readers, including those with print disabilities. We believe that 2010 will see the introduction of several new accessible e-book readers, including Blio, a product of KNFB Reading Technology, which produced the KNFB Reader Classic and KNFB Reader Mobile. We will continue to work with our partners in the Reading Rights Coalition to ensure that the blind and others who cannot read print are not stranded on the wrong side of a digital divide that cuts us off from the information we need to remain independent, productive members of society. NFB Newsline, expanding access, choice, and use. Since July 1995, the National Federation of the Blind has operated NFB Newsline, the world's largest audible newspaper service for blind and print-disabled Americans. The service, free to eligible individuals, offers access to national and local newspapers, including The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, USA Today, and the Christian Science Monitor. NFB Newsline also offers magazines including Time, The Economist, The New Yorker, all three AARP publications, Diabetes Self-Management, Smithsonian, and Popular Science, as well as six Spanish-language publications. Subscribers have access to over 300 publications and, as of 2006, TV listings through any touchtone phone. In 2009, NFB Newsline launched two new revolutionary access methods: Web News on Demand, which affords users the ability to read publications via a secure, text-only website and to have individual articles or newspapers emailed to them; and NFB Newsline In Your Pocket, a free application that allows users to download preferred publication content to a digital talking book player quickly and easily. This year, 13,340 new subscribers signed up for the service, bringing the total as of December 2009 to 77,358. Subscribers called into the service 1,772,046 times in 2009, and a total of 33,935,582 minutes of news were delivered to subscribers. The number of minutes used increased by approximately 3.5%. The service also experienced a significant, over 50%, increase in the number of emails being sent out, and in total, subscribers received 1,833,343 emails. NFB Newsline subscribers also benefited from a dramatic increase in the variety of publications offered, with the addition of 25 new publications to the service. Braille Transcribing and Proofreading Certification. In late 2006, the NFB Jernigan Institute was awarded a contract by the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped of the Library of Congress, NLS, to conduct that agency's National Braille Transcribing and Proofreading Certification Program. The NFB Jernigan Institute now conducts all administrative functions of the certification program, including the recruitment, training, and evaluation of individuals who want to become certified Braille transcribers and proofreaders. The implementation of this program by the National Federation of the Blind has significantly increased the number of qualified Braille transcribers and proofreaders, thus making Braille literature, instructional materials, and musical scores more available to the blind of America. As of December 2009, the program has submitted the names of 710 individuals to the Library of Congress, indicating that they have successfully completed the certification courses in literature, mathematics, and Braille musical notation. Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, "A young blind boy checks out the latest accessible phone." Photo 2, the caption, "Three blind children check out the gadgets that are available in the NFB's Independence Market." The Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Literacy Program helps blind children, and this year adults, become good Braille readers. Good readers have confidence in themselves and in their ability to learn and to adapt to new situations throughout their lifetimes. Braille literacy is one of the highest predictors of success in later life for blind students. It is estimated that 85% of all employed blind people are proficient Braille readers, yet only about 10% of blind students are currently being taught Braille. The Braille Readers Are Leaders Contest and Braille Literacy Programs seek to increase the success rate of blind students by encouraging them to read Braille. In 2009, along with a traditional contest and program for blind children in grades K through 12, a contest for adults was added. Adult readers, whether proficient or new Braille readers, were invited to participate. Around 900 people participated in the Braille Readers Are Leaders Literacy Program in 2009. No other single Braille literacy program in the nation involves so many people with such a wide spectrum of ages, degrees of vision loss, and other disabilities. Braille is beautiful. This innovative diversity awareness program teaches sighted students how to read and write the Braille alphabet and increases blind students' acceptance by their sighted peers. The program targets grades 4 through 6. However, it has also been used effectively with younger and older children and in community youth programs, as well as in the classroom. Program kits for instructors, including videos, student workbooks, and Braille materials, are distributed through the NFB Independence Market. Braille Letters from Santa. In December, the National Federation of the Blind once again offered a special service for children who read Braille. For the fourth year, blind children were able to submit Braille letters to Santa in care of the NFB Jernigan Institute, which sent Santa's replies in Braille and print. The NFB Jernigan Institute staff sent personalized replies from Santa Claus to all blind children and their parents who submitted letters. Each reply was in Braille and print so that parents and children could read together. Proficiency and fluency in reading Braille are best achieved by taking every opportunity to read Braille, and the Braille Letters from Santa program is a fun way to implement that goal. NFBShareBraille.org. In 2009, the National Federation of the Blind committed to an unprecedented effort to increase literacy among the blind, the NFB Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign. One of the campaign goals was to make Braille resources more available through online sharing of materials, enhanced production methods, and improved distribution. NFB Share Braille, a free service created and provided by the NFB, was designed to help in meeting this goal by encouraging blind people to trade Braille books and to build their personal libraries. Frequently, Braille materials in good condition are discarded because their owners cannot find new homes for the materials. NFB Share Braille now offers a way for a community to close that gap and keep Braille reading materials circulating. Through the website, www.nfbsharebraille.org, users can trade their Braille books or request new books from other NFB Share Braille users simply by creating a free account. NFB Share Braille connects those who want Braille with those who want to give Braille away, thus increasing the life of Braille materials and increasing Braille literacy among the blind. Jernigan Institute. In 2009, the work of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute continued to create new opportunities for the future and to empower the world's blind to achieve greater independence. Established in 2004, the NFB Jernigan Institute is the world's only research and training facility on blindness operated by blind people. Its mission, to develop innovative educational programs, technologies, products, and services designed by and for blind people, was furthered on many fronts in 2009. The NFB's National Braille Readers Are Leaders campaign fueled the expansion of Braille-related literacy programs and spread public awareness of the illiteracy crisis among America's blind children. The Institute's report, The Braille Literacy Crisis in America, Facing the Truth, Reversing the Trend, Empowering the Blind, received local and national media attention throughout 2009. Many Institute programs were replicated in local NFB affiliates, multiplying the Institute's impact. The growing success of our initiatives is evidenced by the detailed coverage of educational programs in other parts of this annual report. Some of the other critical initiatives of the NFB Jernigan Institute are highlighted below. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Attendees of the Tenbrook Law Symposium listen intently to one of the many speakers." Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium. The NFB Jernigan Institute helps to stimulate discussions about improved policies and programs to empower the blind so that we can exercise our right to full participation in society. To that end, the NFB Jernigan Institute hosted its second Jacobus Tenbrook Disability Law Symposium in 2009. This symposium was organized around the theme, New Perspectives on Disability Law, Advancing the Right to Live in the World, and brought national and international disability rights scholars and experts together to consider what steps still need to be taken to secure and protect the rights of all people with disabilities. The symposium further illuminated the tremendous contributions of Jacobus Tenbrook, founder of the NFB and its president for nearly 28 years. Dr. Tenbrook was the earliest and most insistent voice for the legal rights of all people with disabilities, and his work set the foundation for every significant advancement in the civil rights of people with disabilities. The entire proceedings were published in the Texas Journal of Civil Liberties and Civil Rights. Access technology. The Jernigan Institute continues to house the world's top experts on access technology for the blind, the only accessible home showcase of mainstream consumer electronics that are designed in such a way that they are usable by the blind, and the most comprehensive access technology evaluation laboratory, the International Braille and Technology Center for the Blind, IBTC. In 2009, NFB access technology specialists were invited to make many presentations at mainstream and specialized technology conferences, including the Assistive Technology Industry Association in Chicago, Accessing Higher Ground in Denver, California State University at Northridge's Technology and Persons with Disabilities, and the American Society for Engineering Education Mid-Atlantic Conference. Our mission to improve accessibility and usability of technology was advanced by creating new partnerships with many manufacturers of mainstream and specialized technologies. For the first time, the NFB co-hosted a vision-free booth at the International Consumer Electronics Show, CES, along with the Sendero Group, LLC. Among the highlights of the NFB's work at CES was a ceremony in which internationally recognized recording artist Stevie Wonder, along with the NFB and Sendero Group, presented the Wonder Vision Awards in order to commend consumer electronics manufacturers for outstanding efforts to build non-visual access into their products. In addition, the NFB continued to provide independent advice to blind consumers of technology products through NFB periodicals, entries on its Access Technology blog, the popular Technology Answer helpline, and presentations to state and national conferences of blind consumers. The Institute continues to provide leadership to the nation in best practices for non-visual accessibility of consumer electronics and web-based applications and resources. During the past year, we awarded NFB Non-Visual Accessibility, NFB-NVA, web certification to the websites of more companies than ever before. The NFB-NVA certification is the only web-based certification that incorporates both the automated examination of sites for compliance with accepted accessibility standards and actual testing of the site's usability by blind individuals. We also initiated and hosted the first-ever Web Accessibility Day for government and nonprofit website developers and consulted with many more on non-visual access. The effectiveness of NFB's work in this area was seen in the emergence of many new technologies, including the introduction of the first fully accessible touchscreen products. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "The National Federation of the Blind helps blind people obtain the tools and techniques necessary for full participation in society." Jacobus Ten Broek Library. We continue to make progress on building the world's most comprehensive library, covering the non-medical aspects of blindness, the Jacobus Ten Broek Research Library on Blindness. This one-of-a-kind facility hosted a number of researchers during 2009, advanced the cataloging and preservation of Dr. Jacobus Ten Broek's papers, which will greatly facilitate research on the history of the blind and the struggle for equality, made important acquisitions of rare materials, and laid the groundwork for an accessible online public access catalog. Research. In addition to the evaluation of our own programs, the Institute again collaborated with Johns Hopkins University, Louisiana Tech University, Towson University, University of Maryland, University of Vermont, Virginia Tech, and a number of other academic institutions on research and development projects. Topics investigated ranged from accessing CAPTCHAs, online security measures to distinguish human users from malicious automated software, non-visually, to putting a blind person in the driver's seat of a car. The Institute's work to bring together blind people with the brightest minds in engineering, technology, research, and business continues to build previously unimagined opportunities. Our donors. We would like to thank the following donors for their generous contributions given in 2009. It is only because of their generosity that the National Federation of the Blind can continue to fulfill its mission to achieve widespread emotional acceptance and intellectual understanding that the real problem of blindness is not the loss of eyesight, but the misconceptions and lack of information that exist. Jernigan Circle, $400,000 plus. Colorado Center for the Blind, Raymond and Flora Vales, Bequest. President Circle, $250,000 to $399,999. Norma Shalkup, Bequest. Director Circle, $100,000 to $249,999. Lillian Evans, Bequest. Leaders Circle, $50,000 to $99,999. Jesse and Hertha Adams, Bequest. John Ams, Bequest. Stephen and Mary Birch Foundation. DQ Systems Incorporated. Charles Krusky, Bequest. Yvonne Lucassen, Bequest. Mary and Clara Myaris, Bequest. Edward McGrath, Bequest. Florence Painter, Bequest. Sylvia Solomon, Bequest. UPS Foundation, Walmart Foundation. Patrons, $25,000 to $49,999. Florette Gallipou, Bequest. Jacobson Family Trust. Olga Kirka, Bequest. John McCauley, Bequest. Herman Mertz, Bequest. Motorola Foundation. Oracle. John Scott, Bequest. UPS. Partners, $10,000 to $24,999. The Sandra Atlas Bass and Edith and Saul G. Atlas Fund. Ruth Bayshaw, Bequest. Brown Goldstein and Levy. Marguerite Byrne, Bequest. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. Helen Connolly, Bequest. Dominic DiNardo, Bequest. Virginia Disney, Bequest. Envision America, Incorporated. Freedom Scientific, Incorporated. Humanware, Incorporated. Intel Digital Health Group. Edna Johnson, Bequest, IBM, Market Development Group, Incorporated, M&T Charitable Foundation, Marion Mattern, Bequest, Henrietta Morgan, Bequest, Frederick Mule, Mutual of America Foundation, Sally Parmel, Bequest, Edith Spielberg, Bequest, PepsiCo, Denora Ross, Bequest, Norma Roth, Bequest, George Smith, Bequest, Toys R Us Children's Fund, Walmart, Catherine West, Bequest, Benefactors, $5,000 to $9,999. Adobe Systems Incorporated, Anna Barrett, bequest. Henry Councilman, bequest. Council of United States Guide Dog Schools, CUSDGS. Nancy Galbraith, bequest. Independent Living Aids, LLC. Julie A. Kahn, The Lanier Law Firm. Elizabeth Litvin, bequest. Mark and Patricia Maurer, Microsoft Corporation. Michelle Ognabin, bequest. National Association of Blind Merchants. National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana. National Federation of the Blind of Minnesota. National Federation of the Blind of Washington. National Industries for the Blind. Northrop Grumman Corporation. Portman Family Charitable Foundation. Lloyd and Judy Rasmussen. Sendero Group, LLC. Janet Spanner, bequest. Mark Sylvain. Ramona Walhoff. James Clinton Warmoth, bequest. Victor Zovi, bequest. Fellows, $2,500 to $4,999. First Electric Incorporated, AARP, Charles and Betty Allen. M. and Heisler Sachs Architects, P.C. Ronald Blackstone, Blind Industries and Services of Maryland. Janet Clark, bequest. Anthony and Marie Cobb, John and Barbara Cheadle, Global Facility Solutions, LLC. Guide Dogs for the Blind, G.W. Micro Incorporated. Dorothy Hassan, bequest. Mary V. Uran Hollage, bequest. Lavina Huney, bequest. J&B Medical Supply Incorporated. Carl and Mindy Jacobson. Johns Hopkins University. Beverly Kelly, bequest. Sylvia Leon. The Livingston Group, LLC. Brad and Barbara Loos. Maryland Space Business Roundtable. Evelyn McGill, bequest. Betty Mignaco, bequest. Donald and Shirley Morris. John and Patricia Munson. National Federation of the Blind of Colorado. National Federation of the Blind of Florida, Greater Daytona Beach Chapter. National Federation of the Blind of Idaho. National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. National Federation of the Blind of Missouri. National Federation of the Blind of Ohio. PA and Associates Incorporated. John G. Paré Jr. John and Carol Paré. Richard Phillips, bequest. Robert and Barbara Pierce. Werner Pipcorn, bequest. Read How You Want, Limited. Roche Diagnostics. Alpedio Rollon. Rosen, Saperstein, and Friedlander, Chartered. David Sabi, Tom and Joyce Scanlon, Rex Scholl, Larry Streeter, Vode Lighting, LLC, Thomas H. Vogel, Whiteford Taylor and Preston, LLP, D. Curtis and Doris Willoughby, Kevin and Bridget Worley. Friends, $1,000 to $2,499. Bob and Joyce Adams, Advanced Workforce Systems, Roland and Pamela Allen, Lori and Russell Anderson, Roger J. Bakken, Michael and Kim Barber, Herman and Janice Bartz, bequest. Ed Bast, John Bergeron, Maurice Boyer, Charles and Jacqueline Brown, Deborah Brown, Shane and Amy Burrish, Dan Burke, Bernal G. Butterworth, Cantu Services Incorporated, Donald and Elizabeth Capps, Carey Sales and Services, Giuseppe Kichi, Hollis R. Chan, Gloria Chance, Curtis and Peggy Chong, Judy Qualo, Frank and Evelyn Cierniewski, bequest. Beverly Collins, Frank and Gail Koppel, Richard Corey, Cornell University, Martha Cromley, bequest. Dorothy B. Cushman, Data Speech Computer Solutions Incorporated, Kent Davis, Richard and Patricia Davis, Virginia H. Dean, Julie Deedon, Delta Gamma Drake University Chapter, Paul and Bernadette Dressel, Donald E. Drinkwine, Seton and Patricia Droppers, Richard Edlund, April Enderton, Sarah and Ed Edwards, James J. Fallon, Steve and Deborah Faulkner, George Ferry, Warren and Ann Fisher, Dennis and Denise Franklin, Michael Freeman, David and Barbara Fromm, the David E. Gallo Foundation, James Gashel, Sarah Guter, Raymond Goetz, the Goldman Sachs Foundation, Jane Gustafson, John and Sandy Halverson, George Powell Hambleton Jr., Bryant and Nancy Hanley Foundation, Violet Hanna, Alan and Joy Harris, Lewis Hyman, bequest, Michael Hinkson, Pamela Spencer Holly, Jen Hua Chow Huang, Independent Testing Agency, Mary Ellen Jernigan, Jewish Community Endowment Fund, Harvey Johnson, John and Sherry J. Jones, Gertrude Just, Murray Kilgour, Daniel Kim, Paul Koch, George A. Kosenik, Paul Kwiatkowski, Jerry S. Lausman, Richard E. Ladner, Howard LaMuska, Fred Larson, Jerry Lazarus, Francis and Gertrude Levitt Foundation, Marjorie Liu Foundation, A. Tom Linker, Jr., Alexis Laud, Rachel Lyman, bequest, M&T Bank, Lorraine Magnuson, Louis J. Mayer, Ray Marshall, James E. Martin, the Moss Family Foundation, Richard May, Ray and Diane McGeorge, Jim McCarthy and Terry Uttermullen, Ruth Meacham, Gladys I. Mellinger, Richard Merakian Jr., Robert G. Merkel, Joseph and Patricia Miller, Paul Miller, Miller Family Foundation, Matilda Miskin, Mississippi State University, Keith and Linda Manda, Allian H. Moore, National Federation of the Blind of Arizona, National Federation of the Blind of California, National Federation of the Blind of Colorado, Denver Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of the District of Columbia, National Federation of the Blind of Florida, National Federation of the Blind of Indiana, National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana, North Central Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, National Federation of the Blind of Maryland, Greater Baltimore Chapter, National Federation of the Blind of Mississippi, National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska, National Federation of the Blind of New Jersey, National Federation of the Blind of New Mexico, National Federation of the Blind of New York, National Federation of the Blind of North Carolina, National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, National Federation of the Blind of Utah, National Federation of the Blind of Virginia, NeoSpeech, J.S. Newton, North Carolina State University, Safula Novakova, Bequest, James and Nabucco Nyman, Laura Oblak, Old Dominion University Research Foundation, Walter A. Owen, John F. Owens, Sharon Paris Treadway, Yoon Q. Park, Imogene Parker, Vernon C. Parizek, Dorothy M. Pollock Endowment, William R. Payden, Mary Rom Pearson Bequest, Penn State University, Sam A. Phillips, Candy Powell, Abraham Rabbi, Ali Rahimtullah, Grace Rappinchuk, Alice C. Reeves, Nancy Reimers, Dolores Reisinger, Charles and Beth Rival, Ken and Julian Rollman, Henry J. Rosler, Judy Ann Sanders, Dwight Sayer, Edward Chart, Alan E. Schlank, Fred and Kathy Schroeder, Carlos R. Servan, Raymond and Marla Sewell, Russell Sheets, Robert Schillinglaw, Louise Singer, Bequest, Carl Smith, Tracy D. Sulfarenko, Stuart Mailing Services Incorporated, David and Lori Steyer, Stanley Tashiro, Rodney Tognetti, Tomoka Christian Church, John M. Trenny, Evelyn Tuohi, Bequest, Herman Ulrich, Bequest, University of Chicago, University of Washington, Joe and Laura Van Lent, Vanderbilt University, Paul A. Wager, the Adam J. Weissman Foundation, Clifford Welch, Helen Welch, Bequest, Jerry and Marilyn Whittle, Kim Williams, Dale Walhoff, Bruce and Betty Woodward, Gary and Debbie Wonder, Fred and Mary Wurzel, Donald B. Zimmerman, Jacobus Tenbrook Legacy Society. The National Federation of the Blind Jacobus Tenbrook Legacy Society honors and recognizes the generosity and the vision of the following special friends of the National Federation of the Blind who have chosen to leave a legacy through a will, trust, or have designated the NFB as a beneficiary of a retirement plan, such as a 401k or 403b or life insurance policy. Adrian Ash, Christopher S. Danielson, Marcia Dyer, Anne Marie Laney, Anil Lewis, Mark and Patricia Maurer, John G. Paré Jr., Fred and Kathy Schroeder, Andrew P. Verdon, Ramona Walhoff, Jim Willows, Kevin and Bridget Worley. If you would like more information on how to leave a legacy to the NFB, please call 410-659-9314, extension 2371, or email outreach@nfb.org. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Blind students climb a rock tower at the 2009 NFB Youth Slam." Financial statement. Statements of activities year ended December 31, 2009. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "A pie chart depicts program services 90%, fundraising 7%, and management and general expense 3% as a percent of total expenses." Revenue and gains and other support. Public support. Contributions, $17,471,830. Donated services, $3,771,598. Government grants, $1,031,815. Total public support, $22,275,243. Revenue. Sales, independence products and publications, $456,549. Investment income, $2,391,015. Royalties, $9,016. Total revenue, $2,856,580. Total revenue and gains and other support, $25,131,823. Expenses. Program services. Blindness integration, $9,171,415. Civil rights, advocacy and self-organization, $6,064,638. Non-visual access technology methods and systems, $6,192,319. Total program services, $21,428,372. Supporting services, management and general, $590,902. Fundraising, $1,737,126. Total supporting services, $2,328,028. Total expenses, $23,756,400. Changes in net assets, $1,375,423. Net assets, beginning of year, $24,295,910. Net assets, end of year, $25,671,333. Financial statements presented have been audited by Rosen, Saperstein, and Friedlander Chartered. Complete audited statements with accompanying notes for the National Federation of the Blind can be obtained by contacting the offices of the National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, 410-659-9314. Donations to the National Federation of the Blind, a tax-exempt organization under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code, are deductible for computing income and estate taxes. Donors should consult their attorney or financial advisor to discuss the tax implications of any donation they make or contemplate making to the National Federation of the Blind. The National Federation of the Blind meets the rigorous standards for charity accountability set forth by the BBB Wise Giving Alliance and is top-rated by the American Institute of Philanthropy. National Officers: Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Frederick Schroeder, First Vice President, Research Professor, San Diego State University, President, NFB of Virginia, Vienna, Virginia. Ron Brown, Second Vice President, Businessman, Certified Orientation and Mobility Specialist, President, NFB of Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana. Gary Wender, Secretary, Program Analyst Expert, University of Missouri Hospital and Clinics, President, NFB of Missouri, Columbia, Missouri. Pamela Allen, Treasurer, Executive Director, Louisiana Center for the Blind, President, NFB of Louisiana, Ruston, Louisiana. Senior Staff, Mary Ellen Jernigan, Executive Director for Operations. Mark Riccobono, Executive Director, NFB Jernigan Institute. John G. Paré, Jr., Executive Director for Strategic Initiatives. Joanne Wilson, Executive Director for Affiliate Action. Board Members: Amy Birch, Rehabilitation Counselor, Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired, President, NFB of Nebraska, Lincoln, Nebraska. Dan Burke, Assistant Director of Disability Services, University of Montana, President, NFB of Montana, Missoula, Montana. Patty Gregory Chang, Attorney, President, NFB of Illinois, Chicago, Illinois. Parnell Diggs, Attorney, President, NFB of South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Michael Freeman, Computer Systems Programmer, President, NFB of Washington, Vancouver, Washington. John Fritz, Business Owner, President, NFB of Wisconsin, Kendall, Wisconsin. James Gashel, Vice President of Business Development, KNFB Reading Technology Incorporated, Denver, Colorado. Kathy Jackson, Braille Clerk, Jefferson County Public School System, President, NFB of Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. Carl Jacobson, Businessman, Community Activist, Teacher, President, NFB of New York, Brooklyn, New York. Anil Lewis, Counselor, Advocate, President, NFB of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Alpidio Rolon, Veteran, Advocate, President, NFB of Puerto Rico, San Juan, Puerto Rico. Joseph Ruffalo, Jr., Program Specialist, First Occupational Center of New Jersey, President, NFB of New Jersey, Belleville, New Jersey. How you can help. As you have read in the previous pages, the National Federation of the Blind is a dynamic organization with numerous programs that dramatically improve the lives of blind and low-vision Americans. We could not do this critical work without the generous support of others. Here are some ways that you can help us continue to do this important work. Donate online. Contributions by credit card may be given at one time or pledged over a period of time. Credit card donations can be made online at www.nfb.org. Donate by mail. Checks should be made out to the National Federation of the Blind and mailed to the National Federation of the Blind at 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Honorary or memorial gifts. Contributions made to honor a special person, to commemorate a special occasion, or to pay tribute to an individual may be made by family members or friends. These gifts may be made online or by mail. Bequests. You could name the National Federation of the Blind as the recipient of part of your estate in your will or as a designated beneficiary. You could also consider designating the NFB as the beneficiary of a life insurance policy, thereby giving a substantial gift for a relatively modest annual outlay of funds. Life income gifts. These gifts provide income to the donor or other beneficiaries during their lifetimes, with the remainder being given to the NFB upon the death of the donor or beneficiary. Appreciated securities. Gifts of securities can be made by transferring ownership to the NFB. By making a gift of appreciated securities, the donor may claim an income tax charitable deduction based on the full market value of the gift. Matching gifts. Matching gifts are made by companies in order to encourage charitable giving by their employees. For more information on this type of program, contact the Human Resources Department at your place of employment. The following types of gifts are also appreciated, but please contact us first to make sure that your gift will be of use to the National Federation of the Blind or one of its affiliates. Real estate. Gifts of real property may be claimed as an income tax charitable deduction based on the fair market value of the property. Donors may also avoid capital gains taxes and eliminate certain costs associated with the transfer of real estate title. In-kind donations. In-kind contributions of goods and services are welcomed by the NFB and its affiliates. How else can I help? Become a volunteer. Americans today devote millions of hours to helping charitable organizations. You too can make a difference by helping the NFB with your skills and talents. The National Federation of the Blind can match those skills and talents with our volunteer opportunities. For more information on our volunteer opportunities, please call Patricia Maurer at 410-659-9314, extension 2272, or contact your local chapter or state affiliate. For more information on making a donation or gift to the NFB, please contact Outreach Programs at 410-659-9314, extension 2371. Thank you for your continued support. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, "A young girl proudly holds her Braille Reading Pals certificate." Photo 2, the caption, "A young blind boy laughs with abandon." National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, 410-659-9314, www.nfb.org.